The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This guy is just sitting around waiting for his stimulus check. Lewis Black joining us.
I'm waiting to be stimulated.
Yeah. We don't get, me and Todd don't get checks either, Lewis, so, you know, we feel your pain.
Well, you know, that's just, it's, I mean, $1,200. I 40%. I don't know where these. They're the level of out of touch. You know,
one of them said. Didn't one of them say that $1,200 should cover people for months? Some Republican senator said
that. Was Mnuchin.
I'm sure they did.
Mnuchin. I think Mnuchin said that. Yeah, Mnuchin said that.
Because we can all live.
Yeah, of course he did. You know, I mean, because they've got a real sense of what a dollar is now. Yeah. I mean, it's just beyond. What was it like? You know, you can, you know, whatever it is, the amount of people that literally had, you know, nothing in the bank in terms of a catastrophe.
Right.
And, you know, I used to say there was another time when they were sending out checks, and I used to say, you know, you might as well have your congressman, you know, the same amount would be accomplished if your congressman went door to door and had to, instead of giving you a check, just peed on your shoes.
Lou, before we get into this, we didn't know some of your friends, but condolences. I know you said you lost some friends to the coronavirus, at least one friend, right?
One, I lost a really fine actor, Mark Bloom.
You know, that's funny. I recognize that guy from a lot of movies, and I saw you were friends with him. I'm sorry about that, man. You know.
Yeah, he was. I met him when he was doing it just after Desperately Seeking Susan.
Okay.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Vic Henley, who I don't know if you guys ever interviewed Vic.
No, I was just going to tell you about Vic. Vic didn't die of corona, but we've known Vic. We've known Vic as long as we've known you. So yes, we've been friends with Vic since the mid '90s. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he was just a funny, sweet, great, smart.
I know, just so sweet and so funny. You're right, and smart. I forgot about that. I was reading somebody the other day because I remember we'd have conversations with him, and he was so full of facts about really interesting stuff. You know,
it was really, and it's just, you know, it's, you know, in wartime, they would call it collateral damage because, you know, he was locked up in his apartment and you know, he had, it's just tough. He was an opener for Kathleen Madigan, who's really rocked by this, and Ron White.
Yeah, Ron.
You know, and he was on my cruise and did it. It was just great. And I've just known him, and he was really a part of the scene, you know, the New York comedy scene.
He was in our studio once a year for 20 some years. So we know Vic pretty well, but you're right. He was a New York guy, and everybody said nice things about him. Like, I know that not a cross word is said about him.
I don't think I saw any comedian on Facebook or Twitter who didn't pay tribute to him.
Yeah,
the other day.
Yeah.
Everybody acknowledged.
And I forgot about that. You're in the belly of the beast right now in New York, and that was collateral damage because who knows what would happen if he had the resources. You know,
if he had the resources, or he was out and about, or if, you know, if he wasn't locked up, and, you know, whatever, and whatever this stress causes people.
Yeah.
You know, because for me, it's all about self-improvement.
Right. What are you doing around your house right now? You're.
Oh, you know, I've just there's been a lot of stuff. I have a two-bedroom New York apartment, so I actually I've started a wood shop. I ordered some things just before the lockdown. I have a lathe in my living room. I'm making cherry wood bowls for Christmas.
Okay. A lathe. That's got to make some noise, though, but I like that. I like the idea.
Yeah, well, you know, screw them. You know, that's it. Then let them come up and complain, but they can't because they have to keep social distance.
Is it just you in the house, Lou? Anybody else?
Yeah, it's just me. Well, not me, and there's 700 others.
Yeah.
There's my entire past is wandering around here. People, I come around the corner. Women that I used to go out with show up for no apparent reason. And then we got to go through how I failed as a person. It's a lot of stuff. There are a lot of people. There's young Lou, old Lou. There's Lou to be. There's Lou who was.
I will ask you this. I've talked about this. I never thought about you so much because, you know, because money doesn't buy you people in your house. It just buys you the house. So a lot of us have people in our house when we go home. And since you're a single man and travel all the time, once this thing happened, you were there, so you can't see anybody, can you?
No, I mean, if I wasn't in the, and plus I'm in the, the high risk category. I'm in the highest risk.
Right.
There's a number, and a couple of my other friends are, because I had one of my close friends who runs the West Bank Cafe, which is where I used to run the room downstairs, and I literally can see his apartment from my apartment.
Okay.
He's had a kidney transplant, so he's at risk. So you can't really be, and I'm not going out there, and I just don't trust, there are a lot of people who don't get the social distancing thing.
I know, it's crazy, man.
They come up, no, that's it, stop. And it's unbelievable because I would say for me, I locked down, I'm now in this apartment, I'm now here 3.5 weeks.
Oh.
It took me... I had decided to, on the 13th, I forget when it was, the week before that, the 7th.
Right, the 7th, that's it.
Of March or something, I started telling people coming, I said, no, we're not shaking hands, got it? No.
Right.
It's done. What do you mean? No. What does it take?
I don't know.
You're watching this occur, they're telling you what to do already, and you're not doing it.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And I don't get it. I don't get it in your city because you're seeing hundreds of deaths per day in that city. And those people live in that city. So, I don't get why they're not. I saw people.
Well, most of them are, but then they were, but they had to throw them all. They basically said, no, you can't go to the playgrounds because they just, people don't, there's that thing of you want to keep it, you're living, you haven't adjusted to the new norm. And that'll be the title of my next book.
What are you doing all day to keep your sanity? Are you Skyping with people and talking to people, at least on...
What I'm doing is I'm trying to remember what it was that I didn't do today. That's where I'm at. What didn't I do? How did I not get it done? I'm staring at things, I kind of slog through the day.
Yeah.
We've started doing Zoom, which came out of nowhere. Someone's going to have to explain that to me. That seemed to arrive on the scene at exactly the right time, didn't it?
I think it's always been around. We're just a lot more aware of it now.
But you're right.
Is that right?
It's been around for a while.
But you're right.
People were Zooming?
Yeah, but not to the extent that they're Zooming now.
God, they're...
Well, yeah. So the other night, Kathleen and another friend of ours... we had cocktails together.
Yeah, I did have some friends too. That actually works. I was surprised how easy that did work.
It works, because I thought it would depress me.
Right.
But I think, me, a doorbell rings and I it's depressing. So I thought, this is going to upset me because I'd really rather be with them.
Right.
But it's worked out. I've done. two or three or four of those, and that's helped. But that's just as of late,
right?
And I had to be kind of convinced. I was like, one thing we did was play poker, which is unbelievable.
How do you do that?
How do you do that online?
Oh, well,
because we have one. We got one of my friend's kids, you know, who's got nothing but time.
Right.
Figured out how there's a format for playing cards, and figured out how to do it.
Oh, so your card.
So we're all zooming in, and then we have our card table, and you can keep your cards hidden, and we bet.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, okay, I thought you went through some kind.
We'll probably get busted. I bet we get busted.
Are you playing for real money too?
Yeah, I mean, it's not. We're not like psychotic.
You owe Madigan $10,000. I'd love that.
Yeah, no, it's really. Oh boy, I want a savings bond.
I assume you've been keeping in touch with Mom. How's she holding out?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Well, you know, she's been the on the up side of that. She's 101.
Right.
So. In the world of, you know, she is, and she's got 24/7 caregivers, and they literally 2 weeks before, like in mid-February, when the last time I got to see her, they were getting ready to lock down that next day because of the basic flu or a virus that was going through that was not this virus.
Okay.
Right. You know, because when they... It's like if you're in one of those places that time to time, about once a year, they have to lock down and make sure everything's clean and da-da-da-da. And so they were already locked down.
Oh, so that
so in a lot of ways, they were lucky.
Yeah.
Because it's there's been no, knock on wood, cases of this there. And so they really checked the caregivers out, and the caregivers are all, you know, they wear masks and do all this stuff. And I, you know... I said, my mother corned beef and rye. That's my contribution to the cause. The hardest thing, I mean, what you guys are doing is really, you started when, last week, right?
We've been back on the, we had a scheduled vacation the very first week this happened, so we were actually just off, and then we've been on the air two straight weeks now, yeah. And,
because it took me a while to get ready to talk to people. Also, but it's that sense of being the one thing here is that sense of what do you do to contribute? You know, there's no, you know, I'm kind of, you send some FaceTime stuff or whatever, something off the phone to a doctor. Friends would say, you know, I've got friends get in touch. You should, you know, send this out. Could you send out this, you know, thing and tell them, how much you appreciate it, sure, you know. But it's tough. You just feel ineffectual. There's just nothing you can do except stay home.
There isn't.
Here's what you shouldn't do. And Christy and I did this one of the first nights we were quarantined. We watched Lewis Black's last special.
Yeah.
And he was in New York City. And there was some stuff that was kind of prophetic and some stuff that you probably couldn't say now.
Really?
Why was it prophetic?
Wow. Yeah, did.
Why couldn't he say it now?
Well, it was pre-pandemic.
Okay.
And, he was kind of blowing it out of proportion, and then it turns out he wasn't really blowing it out of proportion.
Oh, no, not at all, obviously. Post-pandemic Lewis Black is going to be pretty fun, though, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be a real thrill.
Now, what can he be doing in New York City?
He's going to be doing his performances from a gurney with an IV drip.
See, don't say that.
No, come on, man.
Don't say that.
We're all scared, but yeah, like I said, people in New York City are—that's like I said—it's dangerous everywhere. Yeah. Obviously,
you can't go out.
No, but I didn't mean—I didn't mean to freak you guys out. I was talking about a prop.
Okay,
for God's sake.
Okay. You are a well-known prop.
I'm not
comic.
Going on the road. God, holy God, that's the reason I didn't want to go on the air. People come. Well, how did he possibly say that? I didn't.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I mean, I thought it was funny. I just was worried about it.
I didn't mean it. I seriously, it didn't even dawn on me as, like, it meant,
yeah, I know,
like a goofy bad, you know, and you just kind of go, wow, that's why.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't mean to, you know, I've lost two friends. It's going to get worse. And here, the weird thing here in New York that you have to know is that people, you're in the eye of the hurricane, but it's also you're in the eye in Europe. You're in your apartment. You're in the eye.
Right.
You're not. If I didn't turn the TV on, I wouldn't know.
Right.
Yeah. Now
right.
you can't go out and take a walk. How do you get food?
No.
Do you have the food delivered to you, or can you go
the
out food and get
food? Yeah, I have grocery delivery, which, I mean, look, I'm really lucky because I can get, there are people who are completely screwed, and there are people who do go to the, you know, who I have friends who are still going to the grocery, and they you stay 6 feet apart, and they let five people in at a time, and they do their shopping, and but I have to have it delivered. But getting deliveries is tough because the people, you know, went on strike and there are fewer people who want to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them. And you feel badly asking them.
I don't blame them either for that matter.
What are you drinking during the pandemic?
I'm drinking just Gatorade, high-tech things that I can order online. Very high-tech smoothies I'm having. There's not even vegetables in them. It's the thought of vegetables. It's phenomenal.
Oh, we're talking alcohol.
Oh, alcohol. I'm drinking red wine and then the other night I had tomorrow I'll have usually once every couple of nights I have a tequila.
Got it. Are you going to bed later or earlier because you're just so damn bored?
I go to bed around the same time.
Okay, all right.
A little earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, usually what I do is like by 7 or 8 o'clock, I binge watch.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What you binge watching? You know,
I binge watched, I binge watched The Tiger King from the moment it came on.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Literally.
Yeah.
Before they started going nuts over it.
Yeah.
I started, Kathleen and I and a couple of others, I just said, you got to, you know, she had sent me the thing saying it was coming on. I was so excited, and I started watching it, and then I sent it to people. Some people can't watch it.
Yeah, I watched it. It's crazy, and I liked it. I mean, it was just crazy, you know.
Yeah, but a lot of people are upset by the way the tigers, are, you know, the treatment of the animals and all that. But
I get it, yeah.
But it's such a, it's so remarkable. I mean, it's like a whole other world.
It is. It's just weird.
So I watched that. Ozark, which is, of course, that new season is
amazing.
Is great.
Amazing.
Are you done with that?
No, I've still got, I've been saving the last few episodes.
Yeah, that's what I did, too, and I finally got through it, but I like to save that stuff, too.
That, and I watched, I've caught up with Better Call Saul.
Oh, that's a great show. I just started it because I just watched, I didn't watch Breaking Bad until I caught up with it and watched that all together. But yeah.
Oh, that's good. Then that's a great one. I'll tell you a great one to watch.
What?
Especially to kind of sublimate your inner, if for those listening, I know you guys, if your inner rage is Vikings.
Oh, really? I never thought about that. Okay.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. It's what got me through, you know, it's why I'm basically the high priority. You know, as you guys know, I had pneumonia.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, and I literally, that was what got me through.
Vikings.
Vikings. I watched 8 seasons of Vikings while I, and it just, and I've got a friend of mine who's watching it now, one who's savoring it. He's only watching one a day. He said, I want this to go on forever. But it's a really, it's great. It's also great because you don't know any of the actors.
Yeah, I saw a couple episodes in the beginning. I did like it. I didn't stick with it for some reason, but I did like it a lot. So
yeah, it's good. It's good. And it allows you to, you know, and a lot of people, you know, and then it just allows you to go, wow, you know, I would have lasted as a Viking for 8 minutes. That would be my Viking timeline. I also turn on ESPN and have it on in the background because normally ESPN makes me insane.
Right.
Because they're talking about, I saw the game, schmuck. You don't need to tell me what I saw. I saw it. No, I don't think he should be traded, so screw you and shut up. You know, so, but this is, now it's like these voices and they're kind of, I kind of get a weird, it's perverse. it for me that they're on every day having to talk about the same things over and over and over again. So I take a certain amount of joy in that.
You know, I do too.
I understand.
I do
that
too, because you know what? Although we love sports, our show doesn't really exist around sports. It never has. And I love that they have to keep just rehashing stuff. And I love that because ESPN has a mandate and they can't mention the Dear Leader, so they can't even go there. So I'm thinking, you got nothing when you're talking about this if you can't talk about him once in a while. Because I mean,
no, it's perfect. And then they talk as if, you know, that these guys, you know, and then it's, you know, what does the NFL think and what does when they're going to go back to work and all of that, which is based on, you know, no realities that they possibly have come up with. But it's also, there's a certain soothing quality to these voices in the background that have, just like these people wandering around my apartment that kind of take away from the others who are really disturbing.
I get that. And there's a lot of
these sports guys that think, well, you know, deep down I'm better than this. I should be able to talk entertainment and talk this and talk this and talk this. And well, here's your chance.
Yeah, and they got nothing.
Nope.
Yeah.
They can't pull it off.
They can't do it.
No, it's... Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just something like it's just unbelievable. And then, who knows? You know where this all ends up. I'm thinking of, you know, if I've got the time in the next month of getting a psychiatric degree,
I've got nothing
but time. I think I can do it if I just stay awake for 30 days, 24 hours a day. And because boy, I mean, there's going to be. You know, I mean, I'm crazy. I mean, if people, I thought for the first 2 weeks, if there had been a video of me, if people could watch me wandering around my apartment and what I was doing, they would just go, my God, he's, because I would literally, and I think everyone had, I don't know if everyone, but I had my neurosis was there wasn't enough cleaning I could do.
Right.
In my apartment, nobody's here. Nobody's here but me.
It's just you.
But I'm like cleaning everything off.
And the thing is, you're right. It's nobody there. You're well past the 14 days, so there's nothing in your apartment that's going to harm you, except for maybe a knife, you know.
A knife, yeah, exactly. Because I'll be practicing that so I can do that on the road. You know, Lewis Black, he doesn't do jokes anymore, but he juggles three butter knives.
And he's a prop comic now with his ventilator. And he got his psychology degree online at the University of North Carolina.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
but it is the strangest of times. I mean, it's just, I just have never, it's the delivery. When a delivery comes, you're always kind of like in panic. You know, they leave the stuff at the door and the toughest thing is there's no real clear information.
None.
And that's the real, that's what makes you crazy.
None.
Because it should be morning announcements.
Yes. Well,
okay, here's what you do today.
I'm enjoying, we got to get going here a little bit. I'm enjoying Cuomo because he's given some stats and dates and he's not really, but the ones the other guy's given, they're not even covering it anymore because it's nothing.
Yeah,
it means
but
nothing.
It's gotten to the point where people want answers, so they just make them up. That's not the way to go about it. It's frustrating.
Your voice is...
It is frustrating. And then you've got one guy who does the thing about what you do when there's a delivery, and then there are other people who say something totally different about, you know, that the virus doesn't hold as long as, you know, it's more volatile, so it's not really holding to the packaging, or if you leave it out for 12 hours, you know, but there's no... You know, there should have been. You know, it's just. I can go on. We didn't open that door today. When this is over, and I can talk about the rest of it.
Yeah.
Oh boy, there are not. What I said when people started asking me if I could do these. Would you do an interview? You're the first interview I've done. I don't want to talk to people, but it's just like talking to my friends. So it's not an interview. But there are not enough F's in the universe for me to talk about what's going on.
When it is over, I cannot wait for those F's to start flying, man.
I've just thought about just doing it on my Twitter feed. Just that's all I say every day.
I'd love that. I'd love that.
You know, just say, just do, 150 to 200 a day, like my aerobics.
Yeah. Well, that's about your normal requirement, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, just Yeah, so we all know.
We got to go, Lou. I know you do too, man. But now you don't, you got to get back. You're busy, right?
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff now. Now I'll go through the whole interview, and then I'll wonder about that thing I said about what my act would be. And then
that was no big deal. How about, make us a bowl. Make us a bowl if you get a chance, all right?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I've already got it. And then I'm whittling, so both of your faces will be in.
That'll be great.
That was fun, Lou, man. Take care of yourself, really.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. That helped. I hope it helped.
It did, man.
And I'll talk to you soon.
See you, man.
All right, bye now.
We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Dr. Ian and Dr. Mina.
Hippie Man.
And Hippie Man.
John Silverstein.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.